Good morning, everyone. This is Callie Nutt with KFUO Radio, and it's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore go out from their midst, and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the God of Abraham and Isaac, of Jacob and Joseph, the God of Luther and Chemnitz, of Walther and Winniken, of Pieper and Fotenhauer, of Barry and Kuhn, and yes, even the God of martyrs like Charlie Kirk. For the confession of the Trinity, salvation in Christ alone is sufficient. Now, to be sure, we do not enjoy full fellowship in this life, but in the next we will. There is no division in the church triumphant. Of this truth we rejoice just as much as we lament what keeps us from the same altar in this life. Acknowledging this does not minimize the differences between church bodies that exist today. St. Paul teaches us that these factions must be among us so that those who are genuine may be recognized. And thus we examine everything with what the Lord has revealed to us in His Word. It is on that basis alone that something is shown to be true or false, truth to be upheld, while falsehood avoided. For the temple of God and idols share no commonality. Neither do believers and unbelievers share the same yoke. The same goes for light and darkness, righteousness and lawlessness, Christ and Belial. Thus we are to cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, that is, all that would seek to separate us, if possible, from Christ. And this is the danger of false teaching. It leavens the lump. It poisons the well. False teaching, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem, should be cause for concern, opportunities to warn, and to encourage repentance. And yet, even among our own church body, there are challenges, aren't there? Differences in practice, hard conversations, frustrations with personalities. It's good to examine ourselves, to judge our own doctrine and our own practice, lest we be judged. We ought to exhort and to encourage. We ought to rebuke and reprove those even who are closest to us, even as we devote ourselves together to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. And the teaching? Well, it can be summed up in this way. I will be your God, and you will be my people. The God of the Old and the New Testament, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is one God, and He desires to dwell with His people, as a father dwells with his sons and his daughters. So, dear brothers and sisters, the days that we live in are dark days. There's no avoiding it. Days when good men and women fall into temptation and bitterness, when anger and strife boil into violence and vengeance. There are days when babies are ripped from their mother's wombs, and it is celebrated by a society bent on consuming its own. These are the days when Christian witnesses are martyred by hate incarnate by the offspring of a culture that can't identify the difference between man and woman, or, for that matter, right and wrong. Great calamity and suffering of every kind are at hand. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, just two chapters before our reading this morning, Paul teaches us something along these lines. He says that we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. In this way, all suffering is a reminder of the death of Jesus, but more than that, it is a reminder of the resurrection of Jesus. For our days, though dark, are no darker than the days of Noah, no darker than the days of Cain and Abel, or of Lot and his wife. In these matters, there's nothing new about the world that we live in. It's simply perspective. It's a kind of pride to think that we have it worse than others who have gone before us. It puts one's own suffering above another's. So be on your guard against pride in whatever form it may come in, and from all kinds of covetousness and evil desire. In the end, we should rejoice and give thanks when someone outside of our fold gets it right. For in the midst of all this, the promises still ring true. I will be your God, and you will be my people. He will make his dwelling among us, and he will walk among us. Now, I'm reminded of a prayer from St. Patrick. You probably are familiar with it. It goes a little bit like this, at least in part. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. The point, of course, is that it's all about Jesus. Now, there is only one thing that I would add to this list, really, and that is Christ for me. For not only is God merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, but he forgives those whom he brings to repentance. He sends his Son to suffer and die in our place. He makes satisfaction for our sins. He rescues and he restores. He cleanses and purifies. He makes us sons and daughters. He brings holiness to completion. And at the proper time, he calls us home. And thus, we look forward to that final day when, reunited by his grace, we, with all the faithful who have gone before us, might worship together the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. May this truth always give us comfort and peace. May it always be in our ears and upon our tongues. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.